Hey everyone, and welcome back to the Dopamine Declutter. I'm your host, Jake Carter, and if you're anything like me, chances are your phone feels more like an extension of yourself than a device. We live in a world saturated with technology, constantly buzzing with notifications, updates, and endless streams of information. But ever feel like that constant connection is actually weighing on your mental well-being? You know that feeling when you scroll through social media and suddenly find yourself comparing your life to everyone else's highlight reel? Or when you check your phone first thing in the morning and end up doom-scrolling through news headlines before you even have your coffee? Today, we're diving deep into the impact technology has on our mental health. We'll explore how those little red notifications can hijack our brains, why FOMO is a real thing and not just something millennials made up, and most importantly, how to reclaim control over your digital life without feeling like you're giving up the entire internet. First things first, let's talk about dopamine. It's that feel-good chemical in our brain responsible for motivation, pleasure, and reward. Think of it as your brain's little happy juice. Now, technology is designed to trigger dopamine releases. Every like, comment, notification, they all hit those pleasure centers in our brain, creating a cycle of wanting more. It's like being addicted to that sugar rush, but instead of candy, we're hooked on digital validation. Second, social media often presents a curated version of reality. People tend to share their best moments, leaving out the struggles and imperfections. This can lead to feelings of inadequacy, envy, and even depression. Remember, what you see online isn't always the whole picture. Don't let someone else's highlight reel dim your own shine. Third, the constant stream of information can be overwhelming. We're bombarded with news, emails, messages, and social media updates 24/7. This can lead to anxiety, stress, and difficulty focusing. It's like trying to drink from a fire hose. You just get overwhelmed. Remember to take breaks, unplug, and engage in activities that nourish your mind instead of constantly stimulating it. Fourth, technology can disrupt our sleep patterns. The blue light emitted from screens interferes with melatonin production, the hormone that regulates sleep. This can lead to insomnia, fatigue, and a whole host of other health problems. Aim for screen-free time, at least an hour before bed, and create a relaxing bedtime routine to signal your body. It's time to wind down. Finally, remember that technology should serve you, not the other way around. It's a tool, and like any tool, it can be used constructively or destructively. Be mindful of how you use it, set boundaries, and prioritize real-life connections over digital ones. Ever feel like your phone is glued to your hand? Picture this. You're at dinner with friends, laughing, enjoying the conversation. But then, someone pulls out their phone and starts scrolling. Suddenly, the energy shifts, the laughter fades a bit, and everyone feels a little disconnected. That's technology stealing the spotlight. It happens all the time. But remember, you're in control. You can choose to put your phone down, engage with those around you, and savor those real-life moments. So, what are the key takeaways? Number 1. Technology is designed to be addictive. Understand that dopamine rush and how it affects your brain. Number 2. Social media often presents a skewed reality, remember? It's not always as glamorous as it seems. Third, constant information overload can lead to anxiety and stress. Practice mindfulness and take breaks. Fourth, blue light can disrupt your sleep, unplug before bed, and create a relaxing bedtime routine. And finally, remember that technology should serve you, not the other way around. Set boundaries and prioritize real-life connections. You've got this. Start by implementing one small change today. Maybe it's putting your phone on Do Not Disturb during dinner or designating tech-free time in the evenings. Every little step counts. Now, go out there, reclaim your digital life, and remember, real happiness comes from genuine connections and experiences, not just likes and notifications. And don't forget to share this episode with someone who needs a little dose of digital detox inspiration. Until next time, keep decluttering those dopamine pathways and stay awesome.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.